Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Meizah Hashem Yizborach, ubisiyato d'shmayim meruba. We're about to begin Parshas Nosoi, which can be divided into seven topics. Topic number one, the second counting of the Levim, those eligible to do the Avodah in the Mishkan from ages 30 until 50. The truth is, this topic began at the end of Parshas Bamidbar, with the commandment to count the Bnei Kehos, and continues on to our parasha, Nosi Esroish B'nei Gershoin, Gamheim, followed by the B'nei Merori. This topic covers the first two aliyos in the parasha until the end of Perek Dalet. Topics number 2 and 3, they cover the aliyah of Shlishi. Topic number 2, Shiluach Tmeim Mina Machane. And topic number 3, Gezel Agir. Topics 4, 5, and 6 cover the aliyah of Revi, the topics of Soito, Nozir, and Birkas Koyanim. And finally, topic number 7, the Chanukah Samizbeach, the korbonos that the Nesiim brought in honor of the inauguration of the Mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And that covers the last three aliyos of the parasha, Chamishi, Shishi, and Shvi, the entire Perek Zayin. And let us begin B'siyatu D'Shmaya with the first topic of Parshas Nosoi, the second counting of the Levim. Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe l'emor, Nosoi Esroish b'nei Gershoin gam heim leveis avoisom lemishpachosom. And Hashem told Moshe to receive the cheshbon, the number of the b'nei Gershoin, them too, in addition to the b'nei Kehos that I already told you at the end of Parshas Bamidbar. Now I want you to count the b'nei Gershoin also. Says Rashi, Nosoi b'nei Gershoin gam heim. How many of them are eligible to do the avoido in the Mishkan? And what are the ages of the count? From ages 30 until 50, anybody who is eligible to do the avoido in the oil moyed. And the following was the job of the Bnei Gershoin. It had a twofold job. Number one, to take apart the Mishkan and to put it back up. And number two, to carry that, to carry the parts of the Mishkan from place to place. The Bnei Gershoin, they had to carry the Eriyos HaMishkan, that was the lower curtains of the cover of the Mishkan, made out of Tcheles, Argomot, Lashoni, and Sheish. Ves Oyel Moyed, the oil on top of the Eriyos HaMishkan. Those were the Eriyos HaIzim. Michseihu u'michsei atachash asher lo milamolo. Michseihu is referring to the oilos elim me'odomim, the hides of a ram that were dyed red, and the tachash hides, this unique animal that only existed in the time of the Mishkan. Machloikis and Chazal, whether these last two coverings of oilos elim me'odomim and oilos tchoshim, was it one cover made out of both, or were it two separate covers? And the mosoch, the curtain at the entrance of the Mishkan. Says Rashi, es yiris ha-mishkan, eser ha-tachtoinois, it was made up of 10 strips of fabric, sewn together, 5 and 5, and together they were hooked together with the cross. Ves oyel moyed, yiris ha-izim, ha-asuyos le-oyel, all of, on top of the yiris ha-mishkan. Michseyu, that's yiris eli me'odomim. Mosach ha-pesach, the curtain at the entrance of the oil moyed, viloin hamizrochi, the eastern curtain. I'm not sure what Rashi is coming to laafuke. We do know that there is another mosoch, and that is the paroiches, that separates between the kodesh hakadoshim and the kodesh. But that the posuk said already, ves mosach pesach oil moyed. That should be enough to describe that it's not the paroiches. What is Rashi adding with the words viloin hamizrochi? Eino yodea. Posuk chovov ve'eis kalei chotzeir ve'es mosach pesach share chotzeir asher ala mishkon v'ala mizbeach soviv ve'eis meisreihem ve'es kol kalei avoidosom ve'eis kol asher yeyose lohem ve'avadu. And the Bnei Gershon were also in charge of the kloim, the curtains that made up the courtyard around the Mishkan. This Mosach Pesach Shara Chotzer, it also had an entrance curtain. Asher al haMishkan ve'al haMizbeach. The word al over here does not mean on top of. The kloim and the Mosach were around it. Rashi says it means that they protected over the Mishkan and over the Mizbeach by surrounding it. These are the ropes meant to hold down the kloim, and also referring to the ropes holding down the yerioys in the previous pasuk, so the wind shouldn't make them fly up. These are the accessories of the mesorim, namely the pegs with which you knock down the mesorim, the ropes, into the ground, and the hammers that you need to knock them into. Literally translated, anything that is done to them. But this has no meaning. Rather, Rashi says, the pshat is like Targum says, anything else that will be given over to the Bnei Gershon as to be part of their job. Two questions. What is this anything else that is coming to be marbe? I don't know. And secondly, how does that fit into the word ye'ose? The word ye'ose means that was done to them, but Targum says it doesn't mean that. Anything that was given over, what's the connection between these two words? I don't know. Says Rashi Asher al HaMishkan, Kloima, HaKloim VeHamosoch Shel Chotzer, HaSoichechim UMeginim Al HaMishkan VeAl Mizbach HaNechosh Soviv. Rashi is telling you that the word Al doesn't mean on top of, rather protecting over from the side. Anything given over to them, to who? To the Bnei Gershon. Posuk Chof Zayin, Al Pi Aharon Uvonov, Tihye, Kol Avidaz Bnei Gershoni, Lechol Masom, Lechol Avidosom, Ufkantem Aleihem, Bemishmeres, Eis Kol Masom. And who is going to be in charge of the Bnei Gershon, telling who what to do regarding the carrying, the masom, and regarding the avidosom, who's to take apart the Mishkan and put it back up? And you should charge them. Each one should have a job, exactly what he's meant to do. But although the Pasuk says it's Aaron Ubonov are in charge, Pasuk Chof Ches details it specifically which one of Aaron's sons. Zois avoidas mishpechois b'nei Gershoni b'oyal moed u'mishmarto mebiyadi somor ben Aharon ha'koyhein. This is the jobs of Bnei Gershon, and who is in charge of them, who gives them out the jobs, is Somo, the son of Aaron HaKohen. Says Rashi al pi Aaron Uvonov. Rashi connects the two psukim. Ve'eze me'abonim memuna aleihem, biyad Somo ben Aaron HaKohen, as Pasuk Chof Ches told us. And the question begs, if it's true that Isomo was the one in charge of Bnei Gershon, so what does Pasuk Chof Zayin mean when it says, al pi Aaron Uvonov? It has nothing to do with Aaron Ubonov. It's only Somo. Any idea? Posuk Chovtes, B'nei Merori, Lemishbacho Isom, Levei Isav Isom, Tivkoi Do Isom, Mi Ben Eshaloshim Shono, Vomalo, Ve'ad Ben Chamishim Shono, Tivkedeim, Kol Habo, Latzavo, Lavoid, Esavidas, Oy Helmoy Eid. Now we have to count B'nei Merori, according to their fathers. That's what determines who you belong to. Wherever your father belongs to, that's where you belong to. From ages 30 till 50, all those that are eligible to do the avodah and the mishkan. Vezois mishmeres masom lochol avodah som boyal moed karshei amishkan uvrichov ve'amudov ve'adonov. And the following is a list of what Bnei Merori are in charge of, whether carrying it and also including taking it apart and putting it back up. That includes the kroshim of the Mishkan, the beams that made up the walls, uvrichov, the bolts that connect the kroshim, the amudov, this is referring to the pillars that hold up the poroiches and the mosoch and the adonim. Underneath each keresh, underneath each amud, were adonim. Each keresh had two adonim, each amud had one aden. Posuk lamed beis ve'amudei echotzir soviv ve'adneihem v'yiseidu isom u'meisereihem l'chol kleihem u'lochoi l'avuidosom ובשמוי תפקדו אסכלי משמרס מסום. Na'amudim, the pillars of the chotzel, which the kloim, the curtains, were hung upon, ve'adneihem, those amudim also had adonim, v'seidoisom u'meisreihem. The amudim had ropes in order to hold them in place, and they had pegs to stick the ropes into the ground. L'chol kleihem u'l'chol avidosom, all the accessories, the hammers, and other things they needed in order to take apart and put the Mishkan back up. U'veshemois tifkedu. And things should be very organized. It should be clear the names of the people who's carrying what. Says Rashi, v'seidoisom u'meisreihem. The pegs and the poles, shel amudim, specifically of the amudim of the chotzel, because sharei yeseidois u'meisreih kloim b'maso b'nei gershon oyu. Who's carrying the pegs and the ropes of the kloim, of the curtains, that was carried by b'nei gershon? And what was the purpose of the yeseidois and meisorim of the kloim? And not only that, the yerios, the drapes over the mishkan, also had yeseidois and meisorim. Says Rashi, yeseidois and meisorim hu la rios de la kloim, both of which were carried by the by gnei geoshrei. Milamato, to tie them down on the bottom, shlo takbiyem ruach, so the wind shouldn't fly them up. And what was the purpose of the yeseidois and meisorim of the amudim? That we're talking about in our pasuk that the Bnei Merori carried. In order to hang on them the kloim, on top of the amudim, different rods and poles. And for that, yeseidos and meisorim were necessary to connect to the amudim. So to sum up, we have three sets of yeseidois and meisorim, pegs and ropes. The yeseidois and meisorim of the amudim themselves, that's our posuk that the Bnei Merori carried. And the yeseidois and meisorim of the yerios and the kloim that the Bnei Gershon carried. Posuk lamed gimel zois avoidas mishpachos Bnei Merori lechol avoidosom be'oyel mo'ed. This is the job of the Bnei Merori, and who was in charge of them? Also, Isomo ben Aaron HaKoyen, just like he was in charge of the carryings of Bnei Gershon. Posuk lamed dalet vayifkoid Moshe ve'aharon usiei hoido es Bnei Akosi lemishpacho Isom uleveis havoisom. I'm sure you'll remember, at the end of Parshas Bamidbar, they were told to count the Bnei Kehos on the second counting, from ages 30 to 50, and we were never given a number, yet. Here it comes. Posuk lamed hei, mi ben shaloshim shono v'malo, v'ad ben chamishim shono, kol abo latzavo la'avoido be'oyel mo'ed, v'ayehiyu fekudihem lemishpacho Isom alpayim, shevat me'ois v'chamishim. So the Bnei Kehos had 2,750 men between the ages 30 and 50. Eile fekudei mishpachos hakosi kol hoyved ve'oyel mo'ed asher pokad Moshe ve'aharon al pi Adonai b'yad Moshe. It's interesting that the Torah put together the numbers of the Bnei Kehos together with the tzivui to count the Bnei Merori. Take a look at Sefer Taima Dekro. Rav Chaim Kanievsky deals with the question. On to the numbers of Bnei Gershon. Uf kudei Bnei Gershon ele mishpacho Isom uleveis havoisom mi ben shloshim shono v'malo ve'ad ben chamishim shono kol abo latzavo la'avoido b'oyel mo'ed v'ayehiyu pekudeihem le mishpacho Isom uleveis havoisom alpayim v'sheish me'ois u'shloshim. 2,630 men of Bnei Gershon between the ages 30 and 50. Eile fekudei mishpachos Bnei Gershon kol hoyved b'oyel mo'ed asher pokad Moshe ve'aharon al pi Adonai ufkudei mishpachos Bnei Merori lemishpachosom leveis havoisom miben shloshim shana v'malo ve'ad ben chamishim shana kol abo latzavo la'avoido b'oyel mo'ed v'ayehiyu fekudeihem lemishpachosom 3,000 umosoyim. And the B'nai Merari had the most of all three parts of Shevet Levi, 3,200. And what was the sum total of all the Levim altogether, Gershon, Kehos, and Merari, from ages 30 to 50? Miben Shaloshim Shono Vamalo, Vad Ben Chamishim Shono, Kol Habo, Lavoid Avoidas, Avoido, Vavoidas Maso, Beoyhel Moyed. Here the Pasuk tells us that there's another Avoido that the Levim have in the Mishkan, besides for the Avoidas Maso, carrying the Mishkan when it traveled from place to place. There was also an Avoidas Avoido. What is that referring to? Says Rashi, who has Shir b'mitzil time v'chinoiros. The Levim sang Shira with clay shir, with musical instruments. Why is that referred to as Avoidas Avoido? Shehi Avoido la Avoido acheretz. It's serving another Avoido. The main Avoido is the Korbonos. But as they're bringing the Korbonos in the Mishkan, the Levim sang with the musical instruments. Avoidas Avoido. An Avoido serving another Avoido. Avoidas Maso Kemashmoy, the simple meaning, the avoid of carrying that we know all, that we've been seeing all along. Posuk Memches Vayehiu Pekudihem Shemoina Salofim Vachamesh Meois Ushmoinim. The sum total of 2,750 B'nai Kehos, and 2,630 for B'nai Gershon, and 3,200 for the B'nai Merari, is 8,580. Posuk mem tes al piado inoi pokado isom viad moshe ish ish al avoido soi val masoi uv kudo vashel tivo adoinoi es moshe. And this counting was done based upon Hashem commanded Moshe to count the Bnei Levim and to appoint each one on what his job is and what he's meant to carry. Ufkudov, and these countings that Moshe counted were exactly as Hashem commanded Moshe, namely from the ages 30 to 50. Says Rashi, Ufkudov, Ashal Tzivu Hashem es Moshe, Voison Apkudim, Hoyu Bemitzvah, Miven Shloshim Shonav Ad Ben Chamishim, as Hashem commanded. Adkan, the first topic of Parshas Nosoi, completing what we began at the end of Parshas Bamidbar, the second counting of the Levim, those eligible to do the Avodah on the Mishkan, from ages 30 till 50.